It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Colin Egglesfield is here. How are you, bro?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. The client excellent list is the show. Jennifer Love Hewitt, who still looks really good, huh?
Especially in lingerie.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I obviously get to help her pick it out every day as well.
Yeah, okay.
Well, she'll come to my trailer. She'll have like five different selections. She'll go into the bathroom, comes out. Yeah.
What do you think of this?
When did you fight for this show, or did they come to you? How did you get hooked up in it?
Of course they came to me.
Yeah.
Of course. No. You never know, right? It was very early on in the casting process, and Jen had seen Something Borrowed and wanted to meet with me, so I met with them, met with the director, producers, and, I had to ultimately audition for it, but it was definitely something that, obviously I wanted to audition for. But
which one was Something Borrowed? Who's in that one?
That was Kate Hudson, Jennifer Goodwin.
Yes!
John Krasinski.
Yes, right. Yeah. I like that movie.
Thanks.
The movie's kind of fun. You're on what season is this now?
We just finished season one in America.
Okay.
And we're going to be premiering here in Canada September 2nd.
So are you taping season two yet, or how does that work?
In October.
You start in October.
Yeah.
What's your day like taping a show? Some people hate
doing
television.
Helping Jennifer pick out her lingerie.
Yeah, but some people hate doing TV.
You know, it's not, there's a lot of breaks in between the setups. So it's like you'll shoot and then you'll wait for like half hour, 45 minutes. Yeah. Help Jennifer into her lingerie, and then you film your next scene.
You should hook up with Maury on BBM. You guys, that's a great way to kill an afternoon.
Had you worked with Jennifer prior to doing the show?
No, this is my first time. And, it's funny because I, back in New York probably about 10 years ago, we went to some Cirque du Soleil kind of performance thing, and she was like standing right next to me. And I was like, man, I was standing next to Jennifer Love Hewitt this whole time. And then the first day we started shooting, she was like, I remember meeting you or seeing you in New York like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I remember seeing you. How the hell did you remember me? So it was just kind of weird that we had met like, 10 years prior. But
and now in the show, you're the dude that's playing, you're playing the dude that's like madly in love with her.
Madly in love with her. And my brother's married to her, but he takes off. And so she's left to fend for herself. She's got two kids, and she gets a job at a massage parlor giving happy ending massages.
Wow.
To make ends meet.
Yeah. Why not, right?
And I help out at the house. the kids and the, whatever needs to be done.
A good brother.
Come over, fix the refrigerator with my shirt off.
Yeah. How often kind of do people, stuff. Do you, have you accepted a role yet where you don't have to take your shirt off?
I think my mom would be very happy if I did.
Right.
But I don't, a couple.
How old's your mom? How old's your mom?
My mom is 63.
Okay. Has your mom read 50 Shades of Grey?
The funny thing is that she has.
Oh, no.
And whenever anyone tells her that, I should be in this thing, her face turns beet red.
Oh, no.
And, yeah.
It's way to ruin 50 Shades of Grey for your mom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think there's no way she could possibly.
So hang on a second. By the way, it's 8:14. It's the Roz and Mocha Show. Colin Egglesfield is here from the client list.
But then the thing is, it's like, oh my God, that book, it's so salacious. But then you ask her, she's like, well, yeah, I've read all three books. There's obviously.
So when did you first catch on that fans started throwing your name around where they wanted you to play the Christian guy from 50 Shades?
Well, there's a lot of stuff on the internet, on Twitter about different guys playing it, and I haven't even read the book yet, so it's flattering to be considered for it, but I still have yet to read it and really. I mean, have you read it? Do you guys know what?
No. We had Maury record some of it, though, and it was too dirty even with bleeps, so we had to put kitten noises in. Can you play some or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me find it.
When you bleep 50 Shades of Grey, it's far too dirty to even play. Like, it makes you, this is what your mom is into, by the way. But this is damn it, Maury reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Does this mean you're going to make love to me tonight, Christian? Holy. Did I just say that? His mouth drops open slightly, but he recovers quickly. No, it doesn't. Firstly, I don't make love. I've...
So that's what your mom's into, dude.
Obviously.
Maury, come in here real quick. Before we let you go again, it's Colin Egglesfield, the client list on Lifetime.
Hang on. Would you be open to playing Mr. Gray in the 50 Shades movie?
Are you saying I have some sort of sexual deviancy about me?
Are you saying that you have some sort of sexual deviancy about you?
I don't know. I think we should have some Canada's finest ladies come to the studio.
We have one of them right here for you.
Oh, yeah?
His name is Maury. Maury, go on over and stand beside Colin, if you would. So, Colin, Maury has one script. We're going to give you this. You guys are going to have to get it nice and close because we do only have one microphone here.
All right, Maury, could you just please put your shirt back on, though?
So, Maury will be playing the part of Anastasia. And, Colin, of course, you're going to be Mr. Gray.
Where's my riding whip?
Wow. So, if you will,
wait, hang on. We need to play this. Yeah.
A Roz and Mocha Show exclusive on Kiss 92.5.
It's a passage from the story here. Maury, you start it off, please.
All right. You're a sadist?
I'm a dominant.
What does that mean?
It means I want you to willingly surrender yourself to me in all things.
Why wouldn't I do that?
To please me.
Please you? That's exactly what I want to do. I want you. I want you to be damn delighted with me. It's a revelation.
Get on your knees.
You may be, Colin, you may be the single greatest sport of all time. Again, the client list with Jennifer Love Hewitt on Lifetime premieres Sunday, September 2nd at 10 p.m. You are the greatest dude of all time. Thanks so much, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Egglesfield. Thank you so much, man.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.